Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Thomas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Byrne. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Quincy Troop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Troop to Avila and they have Rivera trapped. The throw over to Simpson, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards the mound. Byrne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Quincy Tripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tripp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Tripp moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry throws to second for 1, and Marsh throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Tripp moves to third. Simpson moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tripp scores. Simpson moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Simpson scores. Avila moves to third. Rosen moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh hits a fly ball into right field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into right field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera scores. Niemann moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Quincy Tripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tripp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tripp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fridley, who is chasing the ball. Thomas reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas scores. One out. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0 for 1 in the game. Byrne hits a fly ball into right field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Marsh takes first base on ball 4. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Marsh trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Delsing moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simpson. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Marsh applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Goldsberry bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Neiman moves to second. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell bunts between the mound and first base. Byrne scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. Rosen moves to second. Two outs. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0-for-2 in the game. Byrne hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fridley. Byrne reaches second base with a double. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Byrne scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Lou Brissy now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Quincy Tripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tripp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tripp hits a line drive towards third. Thomas catches it and throws to first to double up Kennedy. Two outs. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niemann hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Browns. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Avila fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Byrne hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Avila. Marsh moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marsh scores. Del Singh moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Browns. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fridley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Niemann. Fridley reaches second base with a double. Mitchell moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Fridley scores. It's 6-4, Browns. Quincy Tripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tripp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tripp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Reiser pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 4 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.